From Capybara Media, this is You're Gonna Be Great, the self-care podcast that supports you through life's ups and downs with real mental health and wellness conversations delivered via pop culture. Here's your host, M. Elizabeth Evans.
Hey everyone, welcome back to You're Gonna Be Great Books. I am here again today with
Jenny
and Nicole.
Woo! Welcome back, babes. We're gonna talk about mass conspiracy theories, mass next book theories.
Yeah.
If you listened to our last episode together, we talked about wingspans and relationships. If you haven't listened to that, I highly recommend going back and checking it out. I guess we're gonna get into it.
Yay.
Also, big spoilers. So if you haven't finished all of these books,
I would
stop here.
Go back. Go read.
Yeah, just go read them and then come back. So in our last episode, we sprinkled in a little bit of what we were gonna talk about today, which was what we think might happen in the next ACOTAR book coming out, as well as CC3, but in the last episode we were chatting about Asriel and who we thought his mate was going to be.
Yes.
So I think we should pick it up from there and dive into that, because everyone is talking about this. Like, Bookstagram, BookTok, it's just
everywhere.
Everybody wants Asriel to have the best possible mate.
Yes.
And we don't know who that
is. Nice.
Which is... which we kind of low-key hope is Bryce, so that they can take over the world together. And yes. We do know that Sarah came out and said that we have met Asriel's mate.
Yes.
And we know that there was that bonus chapter that was written where Asriel kisses Elaine, mm-hmm. and then also gives Gwyn a necklace. Very confusing.
Oh,
we don't know. Like, Asriel so is in random. His hoe era, apparently.
Because he's been pining after more for 500 years! No wonder he's in his hoe era. He hasn't been able
to. Poor man. I mean, she did say he's had lovers, but it's not the same when you're, like, imagining everyone's more.
After someone for 500
God,
years.
God, right?
Like,
even, like,
yeah. I mean, I get you're immortal, but man, come on.
That's a long time.
After 50 years, just move on.
It's a long, long time.
Yes.
Rhys was under the mountain for 50 years, so you're able to move on for more if he's able to get on.
I know, he was able to move past what happened to him. God.
Yeah.
Terrible. So we don't know. What do you guys think?
Okay, so what we do know is Sarah has come forward saying we have met Asriel's mate.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure in one of the interviews she was doing, she mentioned one of her friends or whoever she was interviewing with was like, ha ha ha, you should make my birthday related to Asriel's mate,
mm-hmm.
which is like January something.
Mm-hmm.
And in the CC3 world, it's somehow incorporated that. So I'm really curious if it is Bryce. But we do know in the most recent interview with Sarah that Bryce and Hunt are mates, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything, especially with the backstory of the Orion myth.
Mm-hmm.
So
tell us more about that.
Okay, so from what I understand, is Orion is killed by their lover. In like the origin myth, I'd have to do a little bit more research into it, but they're essentially killed by their lover. So I'm wondering if in a roundabout way, Bryce gets Hunt killed and leaves her open to have a relationship with someone else.
Yeah.
Because we do know that Elaine has her own mate. And so it's just going to be very interesting to see where it goes.
No, I agree. I hope it's Bryce, but like you said, in her most recent interview, Sarah straight up came out and said Hunt and Bryce are mates. Like, I don't know what the big Dill and like everyone thinking Bryce and Azriel are mates. So
but she's also done the whole truth teller and Gwendian sword pairing thing, where those two blades have been separated for 15,000 years, and it just so happens that Bryce has that sword and Azriel has that knife. So, and then they're brought together when those two characters are together, and Azriel is the one who finds her. So, it's going to be really interesting.
And she does say he was the most beautiful male.
Well, she says that about Rhys.
That's true.
Yeah, and everyone, to be fair, says that.
Everyone's
beautiful.
Yeah. Even Aelin. Even Aelin's like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful high female I've ever seen.
Of everybody.
When she's falling through the universe.
Yeah, she's like, that's so hot!
Exactly.
And it's like, so my thought is also the mated thing could be fucked up because we know that Hunt was bred essentially by the Asteri.
Yes.
And so that could affect the mate situation and make it so like maybe Bryce has more than one mate. Because, or she could get with Azriel without them being mates. Like, yeah. If Hunt dies, like Nicole, you were saying about, or not Nicole, Jenny, that you were saying about the Orion myth, like yeah. If he dies, there's nothing stopping her and Az from getting together as a non-mated couple.
And, like, looking at mated couples, have we seen, other than, like, Rhys and Feyre, well, actually, never mind. Like, have we seen, like, interspecial mating? Does that make sense?
How she was first originally a human, or what are you...
Like...
No, but I think that... So, I know what you're saying, because he's technically an angel.
Yes.
But what it sounds like to me is angels are actually seraphim fae, or whatever it's called. What is the other fae? The winged fae that we see in Akalar?
Oh, that one.
I
know exactly what you're talking about, but I don't know what it
brain.
Is. It's,
They have the feathered
Miriam
wings.
And Draken?
Draken. So they
like
have wings.
Oh.
They're winged fae, but they have like the bird feather wings, which look like the angel wings. So, and we know that the Asteri essentially bred them, and we know that the Asteri has been to Prithian before. So, I think that Hunt is fae. I think that he is from the seraphim line or whatever
it
is.
Okay.
But who else could his mate be? Because we have the sword and we have truth teller. We know that Elaine is actually mated to Lucien. So
like,
if Elaine and Az get together, they're not mates either.
Yeah.
There is Gwen.
But
they wouldn't have noticed they were mates yet? They've been living together for how long in the same...
Yeah. I feel like Gwen is just... I don't know. I wasn't super attached to Gwen when I was reading Silver Flames. I don't know.
There's Emery, but you said that there's a lot of...
There's a headcanon where Emery and Moore...
Get together.
So, I don't know. Part of me thinks that Azriel wouldn't get with an Illyrian because of the trauma he's gone through with his brothers and how he was treated as an Illyrian.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't able to fly until he was, what, like 10 years old?
Oh my god.
Didn't Rhys and Cassian
teach him
how to fly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Azriel teaches Feyre and was like, what?
Just shoves her off a cliff.
Basically, yes.
Well, because, you know, Emery's wing is broken.
Yes.
So
she was clipped.
And she has a very bad relationship with the Illyrians as well. Oh, yeah, she was clipped, not broken.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And she has a bad relationship with the Illyrians, too. So I was going to say that they wouldn't be a terrible Illyrian pair.
Yeah.
And maybe he can fix her wings and teach her how.
There we go.
By shoving her off of a cliff.
Perfect. It sounds like a perfect
match.
Perfect match.
He's like, yeah, both of us. And she's got the right anatomy to birth an Illyrian baby.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Doesn't have to change anyone's anatomy at this time.
All of Prithian, they can bring people back to life, but they can't perform a C-section.
Yeah.
But... If not, just go find Irene and she'll help you through it.
Irene can do it
with her healing magic, and yes. She's the best healer.
Irene is the best.
Yes.
I'm that glad Kale found love.
Oh, God, Kale.
No.
No.
You guys didn't really like him.
I appreciated Kale. I did. I think with all of Aelin's lovers and partners, she was exactly who she needed. They were exactly who she needed at the time.
Yeah.
And it slowly progressed to her finding the person who she was destined to be with. So, and with, like, most of us, our relationships go in stages. So, yeah.
It's true. And I do like how Mass matches relationships with Eras, right?
Yes.
Like, as Aelin, of all of the characters, Aelin had so many Eras.
Yes.
And in each era, you know, there was a different person. There was Sam, and then there was Dorian, there was Kale, and then there was Rowan. And Rowan was, like, you know, the person she was supposed to be with, but, you know,
the one who accepted her for who she truly was in all things.
Yeah. And I feel like Dorian and her are a perfect friendship match.
Platonic friendship. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that they love and support each other platonically in a perfect way. Kale was just super annoying because she told him exactly who she was, and he still was shocked by all of it. She's like, "I'm an assassin." And he's like, "You kill people for a living?" She's like, "Bitch, I am an assassin." Yeah. What part of that is not ringing true for you?
And even when she was like, "I'm not killing people," he was like, "Oh, you're not killing people?
You're
like, you're so hypocritical."
Yeah. Oh, now she's a liar. Kale, get off your fucking high horse. It's annoying.
Oh, he was the worst in Queen of Shadows. Oh, absolute worst.
Like, just unhinged, just on his moral high ground.
Exactly.
Shaming everybody.
Yes.
Drive me crazy.
That's what makes me skeptical of Bryce and Hunt, if they're really mates, because Aelin went through so many...
Like, we know Sarah's reputation when it comes to, like, number
first relationships.
Yes. Yeah. Like, look at poor Tam. Actually, first
tampon. You son of a bitch. No. Who knows? Like, all I can think is it's going to be Emery, some random character we've bumped into at a store that we technically met, but not really.
Do you think it's going to be announced in CC3 who Azriel's mate is?
No, I think it's going to be in the next Akatar book.
Akatar 6.
Yeah.
Isn't there this random side character who owns a shop?
That's
Emery.
Isn't
that Emery?
That's Emery.
Yeah, that's Emery.
Yeah. Yeah, it's her uncle's shop or something
My bad.
No, and that's how Nesta met.
Okay, my bad.
Because, like, she couldn't have it because she's a woman and she's a Lyrian.
And she sent her, like, the spices from the house.
But, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of by her technically being like, well, you've met them, but it's, like, somebody that, like, we literally met, like, in passing.
Yeah.
Like, somebody who bumped into Feyre at one of her oil painting classes or something.
But it literally could be someone else in another universe too. Like, she doesn't specify if it's actually someone we've met in Akatar or CC or even thrown a glass.
That's
a good point.
So,
oh god, it's like,
could you imagine if it's thrown a glass?
It's the Serpent Queen.
Oh,
like, surprise!
Yeah.
What is her name?
Viper Queen?
The Viper Queen.
She's in CC, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The Viper Queen?
But watch, it's going to be like somebody totally that nobody's coming.
Yeah.
I have seen a theory about the Viper Queen and her eyes being very similar to the Prince of Hell.
Aedas.
And her being her and Amren. Being princesses of hell, I don't know, or just like connected
from
to
hell?
Them.
That would make sense. I kind of was wondering if Amryn was actually part of the Asteri.
Can we talk about Amryn?
Yes.
Like, where the hell... Her and...
Because...
Fury, is that her name?
Uh-huh. Fury Axtar.
Because it also, at the end of CC2, Bryce mentions how much Amryn looks like Fury.
Oh.
Doesn't she not? I'm pretty sure she did. I remember listening.
I know that the descriptions are similar. I know that Fury and Amryn are described as being like kind of Southeast Asian.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, let's talk about that. Because what I was thinking the last time I was re-listening to CC2 was I was like, oh my god, because Amryn said that her like parents or siblings or whatever were gods, and she had a power unlike anybody else's. She came from a different place, and I was like, oh my god, it was Amryn part of the Asteri?
Yes.
And then like she was one of the Asteri siblings who were killed, but instead of killed, she was captured and then changed into Fae.
To get out of the prison.
So I'm like, okay, that will be interesting. And how is she going to, like, is her memory going to come back? And she's like, oh, these motherfuckers are my siblings. Because we know that the Prithians, the people of Prithia, killed, quote unquote, killed the Asteri's remaining siblings.
Right.
And we know that she's from a godlike different species from another planet. So, like...
So, Amryn? Wait, remind me, where was Amryn during the time of this battle? Was she imprisoned in the prison? Like, when the siblings were killed?
So, what I wonder is... I don't know if we know that, but I wonder if... Because the Asteri are the ones who say our siblings were killed. So, I wonder if they wouldn't have known that Amryn was actually just imprisoned. Because everything that Mass describes about Amryn's backstory is, like, just screams Asteri. Like, she...
It does.
So, I don't know. And she has the crazy eyes.
Mm-hmm. So. The silver eyes.
Yeah.
But now she's High Fae.
Now she's High Fae.
But now she's High Fae.
Yeah.
So...
Powerless High Fae. Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Poor Amryn.
Also, why do all of the female characters lose their powers?
I fucking hate it.
Oh.
It's one of my least favorite things.
It's my least favorite tropes.
Yeah. I think the purpose is to, like, add weight to what's happening, right? Like, Aelin loses her power to, like, add tension. Like, it's like a writing tool, but, like, it's so... I just don't
like,
want
this
it.
Is like the third time it's been used.
Yeah. I'm like, can't they just have their power and then kill everyone and kick everyone's ass and triumph and it's amazing and we're just happy for them?
Yes. Like, I agree.
Oh my gosh, want to know what I have pictured as the end of CC3?
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay, so let's say this is like a prologue and it shifts to Aelin and Rowan and Terrasen in their bed and they're both sleeping. And all of a sudden, she wakes up surrounded by flames. And like the words that come out of her mouth is, my fire is back.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Do we think Lydia is also connected to...
Because Lydia is also a stag, right? Or a deer?
Yes.
Deer shifter? Stag shifter.
Yes.
She turns into some kind of
deer.
Yes. Situation.
And Terrasen is very much stag related.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like
and
the Lord of the North type of thing. They both have fire. So I'd be really interested to see if she's related to them in some way. Also, do you think there's an original planet for the shapeshifters? Do we think it's Aurelia?
Remind me who the shapeshifters?
Like the werewolves, the hind, like the the shapeshifters within Crescent City. Where do we think their original planet is?
Does
that make sense? Part of me thinks it's Aurelia.
It might be Aurelia because I think that the like high fae types. Like, we know that, like, We know that Rune and Bryce's line comes from Prithian. So we know that, like, the quote-unquote, like, high fae comes from Prithian, or yeah. we suspect.
Yeah.
So it would make sense that the shifters would come from Irelia.
Yes.
Because that's where the other shifters are,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, because
like, Lysandra...
They're, or not even, like, shapeshifter. I'm
like, fae shifters?
Yes, I'm thinking, oh. like, Rowan, Gavriel, oh. like, that type of shifter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It would make sense for them to also come from Irelia.
Yes, that's more what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because we know that... Oh, do Trying we know this? Do we know this? Like, originally, I'm pretty sure it was the fae who inhabited Irelia. And then the humans were there.
I can't remember. I know that all I know that in all of the worlds they're all fae and human.
Yes.
But we don't know. So I kind of thought that Midgar was originally a human place.
It is. It is.
And then the fae were, like, dropped in.
Yes.
By right? the Asteri, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or they opened doors and allow people to come through.
So
yeah.
I think Midgard was the one with all of the original humans, and then the portals were open and allowed other beings to come in.
Maybe when they opened the portals, humans were also allowed to relocate to other planets.
Possibly.
And that's how they ended up on... Aurelia and yeah. Prithian.
And yeah. that's how Amryn ended up in Prithian,
yeah.
is because she went through a portal.
Yeah, but, yeah, because she says in her original, when she's explaining her, like, origin story,
yes.
she said that the world opened up, and she basically says that she was an assassin for godlike creatures
yes.
that were powerful and from other worlds.
Yes.
And then she said that the world opened up and then she was just in Prithian. And then, or she was allowed to leave or something and go to Prithian.
Yes, or something like
her
that.
Her father or something allowed her to go. Like, I can't remember the exact words that she
yeah.
used, but... And then, yeah, and then she was captured and imprisoned under the mountain.
What is the place that the bone carver came from? Do we know? And his
siblings.
Mm. Isn't it? Oh my gosh. I'm like, are they all Asteri? Like,
because the bone carver wasn't his sibling the weaver?
The weaver.
The weaver.
Yes.
And
that's
then,
who she gets her ring from, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we think they're the missing siblings of the Asteri?
They totally could be.
They could be.
Doesn't he talk about a world that he would rather be in Prithian because the world he came from is no longer, or something along those lines.
Oh,
or
yeah, you're right. Or
because
his world is terrible. Did he say no longer or terrible?
I'm pretty sure it was no longer.
That
there was there was nothing there. And I know, isn't there a missing, what's the other land in Prithian that, like, no one goes to? Am I just, like, talking out of my ass?
No. The other fae land?
Yeah.
Where the...
It's not Highburn, is it? No.
Not Highburn? Somewhere else?
Isn't it the guy who encaptured the Firebird Queen? What the...
Oh, that's the other sibling. Yeah, Kojax or something
like that.
Yeah. You're right, there's three of them.
Yes.
Oh my
gosh,
guys.
There's the bone carver, the weaver, and then the guy who trapped the firebird.
Yeah,
wait,
are those
who trapped the
other
firebird? Wait, I'm confused.
Hold on.
The guy
hold
who
on,
had...
Hold on.
So there's a third sibling, remember? And he was imprisoned, like, to a place near a lake. And he captured the woman...
Vesa?
Yeah.
Something like that?
And essentially trapped her in her bird form. And she only can turn back into a person, like her human form, at night or something?
Why don't I remember this?
It's like a side plot in...
Akamath?
The Nesta book.
Oh, Silver Flames.
Yeah, Silver Flames.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's, so, yeah, Kojax or whatever. So there's another, the other sibling. So I wonder, that's a good point. Are those three the
Asteri?
The Asteri, because the Weaver feeds off of people to keep herself young.
Oh my gosh.
The Asteri feed off of First Light to stay young. And the Bone Car. Yeah, I wonder if those were actually the other three Asteri siblings.
I think we're right.
Sarah, listen to this podcast and tell us if you're right.
So,
but then what about Amryn? Because Amryn also seems very Asteri.
I could have sworn early on, Sarah described Amryn as being sort of archangel type.
Oh, okay.
Sort of. Maybe I'm just pulling this out of the air, but
actually that makes sense.
But, like, when Amryn takes her full form, doesn't she have some sort of wing?
I think she might, and also it would make sense because we know that the archangels are bred between multiple species. Like, the Asteri say that they bred them.
Yeah.
So it would make sense if it was, like, a mix between, like, whatever Amryn is.
Yes.
Because she's really powerful.
Yeah.
And then also the Seraphim.
Yes.
Fae. And so, like, that would make sense.
Something that has shocked me is that there is no mention of the Vogue in the other two series.
Yes.
Like, I am shocked. I am completely shocked because they are such, like, world hungry that how in the world are they not introduced?
Remind me, the Vogue, weren't there five
Vogue?
Three
brothers.
Vogue?
Yes.
She was.
So there were three King Vogue. There was the Erewhon and his two older brothers.
Yes.
And Maeve was married to the eldest.
Yes.
But she basically ran away and hid in Aurelia.
And then the other brother comes to find her.
Yes.
Correct?
Well, all three of them come. Erewhon gets trapped, and the other two are banished back to their shadow realm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the realm that I was thinking about for the Bone Carver and the Weaver, if that's where they're from.
Oh, they might originally be Vogue. Oh, they could
yeah,
be
because he, yeah. They talk about the land no longer, like, being...
Yeah, because Vogue was such a massive part of Throne of Glass.
Yes.
And if all of the worlds are connected, like Sarah says, how in the world are they not everywhere else?
But
or trying to go everywhere else.
Yeah.
Because they can world walk in a way.
But Vogue might just be a different name for the Asteri. Because we also know that the Vogue and the Asteri like to breed new creatures,
mm-hmm.
like mix and match genetics to make new things. We know that they all are kind of like locusts. They like hop from place, draining it and moving on. So they might just all be different world names for the exact same people.
But the Vogue were like, we're the Vogue, we're the Vogue, we're the Vogue.
Oh,
like very
true.
Much
like
this what is what our name
like
is.
That's the Asteri though. Like,
but why would they use different names?
That's true.
I don't know.
But why would they use different names?
And I also wanted to bring up how the Vogue had like the necklaces and the rings to essentially control people.
To hold
and
the
we
demons.
Haven't seen, yes, to hold the demons. And we haven't really seen that in any of the other worlds where there's like an object that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, it's shocking me that we.
Is it the objects or the word marks on objects? Do you remind me, did the collars and stuff had word? They had word marks on
they
them.
They were
right?
made of word stone.
Word stone.
They were made out of word stone, which the clock tower was created.
And the cauldron has word marks all over it, right?
I think so.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So interesting. Okay.
Aelin's
I'm like, what?
Aelin's going to get there and look at the cauldron and be like, yo, who the heck is blah, blah, blah?
This
you're
says.
Be like, what? You can read this.
It's just like the Asteri was here, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's just all it is. It's like toilet scrawls, but around the cauldron. Okay.
We even knew these worlds were connected in Crescent City 1.
Yeah.
Like, we knew they were connected, and like she has been dropping hints that there was going to be a crossover since Kingdom of Ash. Mm-hmm. Like, even the Book of Breathings was in Jessica's library. So
yes.
Oh yeah, I was so excited when I saw that. I was like, oh my god,
Jessica, yeah, is another like hot topic too. Like, mm-hmm. where the hell did she come from?
How like her at the end of the book, yes. she has an interaction with Adis, right?
It is Adis. Yes.
Adis and Jessica are talking, and I'm like, ooh, this is gonna be really interesting to see where this goes.
Oh, also, the pack, the girl that's been in,
yeah, the wolf.
Oh my god, away, I cannot wait
to see how and if she challenges
Danica's mom
at for like the top spot. I don't know.
Oh my god, I can't wait for
that. I'm excited for that. And Connor's so just
Ethan,
I'm sorry. Ethan's just him coming back and retaking his spot. It'll be interesting to see.
I'm excited. And I think they're mates. I kind of feel like him and and her mates, because he was drawn to her as soon as he saw her. And I think definitely because she's also a wolf, but it seemed like there was more.
Yeah.
And I hope that we see like this story of him nursing her back to health and her getting her strength. And can you imagine with all the stuff she's seen, like what a wise leader she would be? Like, I feel like she's just gonna be like, bitches, please. Like, I have been to hell. I have seen it all. Yeah. I do not care.
Remind me, the high wolf, like the eldest guy, has he passed away yet?
No. He's just kind of looks like he's like past the baton, sort of. Like,
but
he's just over it.
But he did talk to him about
having his own pack.
Yes, and the missing.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, he knows about the missing wolf.
Yeah, because
or
Ethan
where she came
tells
from.
Him that
he found
that
a wolf.
He found yes,
he
and
found
that
a
she's
wolf.
Being held.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're right. And he says he knew that there was another alpha that could challenge his daughter's rule.
Sabine.
Yes.
Also,
yes,
can
Sabine.
You imagine as a parent being like, oh, my kid sucks. Like, let's find another ruler because we don't want it to be them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, God.
Do you think the dragon is going to have some plan with the three?
Oh, I hope
CC3.
She comes back.
I know. I do, too.
I loved her.
Who do you think is going to have POVs?
So
in Crescent City.
We know it's going to be Hunt
and Bryce.
And Bryce in part. Because
I really
they go
think
back
Reese
between.
Is probably going to have.
You think so?
I'm going to guess Ethan is going to have his own.
Ethan
would have
yes.
to have his own.
Or Azriel. Tharion is probably going to have
oh my
his
god,
own.
Tharion is
and
now in the Viper Queen's
yes.
service. I forgot about that.
Holy
so
shit.
Tharion and the dragon are both employees
through
the
Viper Queen
now.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
That's going to be a fucking trip. I like can't
so,
wait to see.
So who do we think? Bryce and Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Tharion.
Ian.
Rune. For Rune. Sure, because
oh god, it's him and Hind.
Yes.
That was so heartbreaking. He fell in love. And then I do think he was kind of an ass about it, though.
Yeah.
She kept telling him, what if you find out I'm somebody that you're not expecting?
Yeah.
And he's like, I wouldn't care
at
all.
I don't care.
And then he's like,
yeah. Part of me thinks we are not going to get another
Akatar.
Another Akatar
point of view.
Oh,
really?
I was really hoping we'd have at least one or two.
I hope we
can. Because Because I mean, as
I would love to get into Reese's mind, but I don't think Sarah is going to give Azriel a POV before he gets his own book.
Okay, that would make sense.
I don't think she would let us have that. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Like, she's probably saving his POV for his book.
Or for Akatar 6.
It's not necessarily going to be Akatar 6.
What do you mean?
Or 5.
6.
6. 6?
No. Because there's 3... The Christmas special, and then four. So, first three, 3.5, four. Technically.
The Christmas special doesn't
It's just
count.
A 0.5. Because there were three. There are three. She's contracted.
Her original books. Yeah.
Yeah, she the original trilogy, yeah. And then she contracted for another three, but that three does not include the Christmas special.
Yeah, the Christmas special was a bridge because she needed something to connect those.
She needed something to bridge
two.
Those.
Yeah, and
so
we're,
she
like,
still has two more.
She still has two more.
So the CC 5.
ACOTAR 5.
ACOTAR 5.
And ACOTAR 6. Yes.
So, yeah, it could be. I feel like it might be S just because of the bonus chapter. Seemed like that's what she was setting it up
but
for.
But she's... But... Then there's the Elaine book, and we know that is coming.
Oh, like where it's just all Elaine's
yes.
kind of view. Please don't tell me that.
Well, it could.
Everyone's like. Ugh.
Well, it could be a thing like she did with Cassian and Nesta's book, where both of them had a POV.
I could handle that.
Yeah,
but just the whole book of Elaine, unless Elaine becomes like an evil one, which I kind of feel would be fun if she just flips and becomes evil somehow.
Yeah.
Like if she starts foreseeing things and then is like possessed and goes crazy.
You know, there's this theory going around that Lucien and Elaine aren't actually mates. He just said so to help protect her, and that she is mates with Tamlin. But because doesn't that make so much more sense?
Oh my god, yeah, they're
Elaine
both so like flippant and
yeah.
So on this in the same vein though, I have seen theories about how Tamlin is losing his mind, is going to step like leave or die or something, and then since Lucien is technically
the emissary.
Since he's technically the son of an heir, he's an heir technically.
Yes.
Because his dad is High Fae.
Hellion,
yeah.
He's a High Lord.
Yeah, a High Lord. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
And so he could technically end up as High Lord of the Spring Court.
Ooh.
And then Elaine, which fucking also makes sense because she's like,
Elaine, she... They even said it in Silver Flames where Elaine was put into a black dress and they're like, that's
doesn't
not Elaine.
Suit you.
That's not Elaine. It doesn't suit you at all. Mm-hmm. So I can picture her... eventually ending up in the Spring Court somehow, whether it's with Tamlin or Lucien.
Uh-huh. Both make sense to me.
Both make sense.
Yeah.
What doesn't make sense is the three Archeron sisters getting with three Illyrian
three
warriors.
Of the,
yeah,
that is just
the best
too
friend.
Like,
much.
It's
yeah.
too much of a trope.
It's
too much of a trope
much.
That I don't think Sarah would do.
Yeah.
Like, she might, but I think it's just a cop-out if she does it.
Yeah, and I think that it made sense because of Nesta's story. She would need to, there would need to be close proximity for her to be with anybody. But I don't think that moving forward, we would necessarily need that for Asriel or Elaine because, you know, I would imagine she would create a new situation where it would branch out of that because if she did the whole thing again where she's like, oh, now Elaine is trapped with Asriel. And so
like it seems too repetitive,
way too repetitive.
And I can't imagine Sarah doing that.
No, it would be unnecessary at this point too.
Yes.
So like,
and especially with Rhys being so adamant on Asriel not trying to get, cause in the bonus chapter, he was like, stay away from her.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
And Az was like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Like, why don't I get one of the sisters type of thing?
Yeah.
Yes. That surprised me so much. I was like, I don't see him like he wasn't like, giving off like the
entitled
sexual
brat vibes.
Vibes. Yeah. In the bonus chapter for me, it surprised me a lot reading.
Maybe it came from my knowledge of Sarah saying, yeah, he's probably the kinkiest one out of them. So
But you
felt it as well.
Oh, I definitely felt it as well. And I also was surprised by the entitled brat vibe where he was like, why don't I get a sister? I'm like, I don't know. Asriel just doesn't seem that entitled to me. He's just like heads down soldiering along.
Yeah.
I definitely, now that I think about it, can totally see Elaine with Tamlin, which would be a really interesting book. And a lot of people have been begging for a tampon redemption arc.
I know.
But if you look at what Tamlin wanted,
go together too.
But if you look at what Tamlin wanted out of Feyre, out of a mate, out of a partnership, that it's Elaine. It's Elaine, and that's exactly what he wanted.
She literally is always surrounded by flowers and baking.
Yes.
Like, you could not be more bitch-kid in the kitchen.
Like,
she
submissive.
She yes. wanted someone... He wants someone to take care of.
Yeah.
And that's basically Elaine.
Yeah. No, so, she 100% would die if everyone wasn't constantly taking care of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am just excited for January.
I'm so excited for January.
I would love to have to go back between when she was writing two books a year. I would love that. Because between, like, 2015 to 2018, she was writing two books a year. And I would love to see her do that again.
Yeah.
But she also has two children now. And I can see where she needs more time. So... I would love to see her go back to that. And I can kind of see her possibly pushing two out because we're in January.
Yeah.
Like, that gives her the entire 2024 to put out another book.
That's true. And we know she's been working on them already, like, both of them.
Yes.
I'm so excited for January. I cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
We should, like, rent an Airbnb.
And do, like... I would love to do, like, a real-time also podcast of, like, just mini updates. Like, super excited for January. I think we're already out of time. I'm really excited to see if we were right about any of this.
Yes.
And thank you guys so much for joining me to talk about this. And for all of you listening, don't forget to go and follow Jenny's Instagram.
At Aemon Godkiller.
And let us know if you agree, disagree with any of our theories.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to You're Gonna Be Great. You can always find episode notes and the transcript on the website You're Gonna Be Great. Follow us on Instagram at You're Gonna Be Great to see what's next. And if you like what you hear, don't forget to share it with your friends or take a moment to leave a review. Thanks so much. See you next week. And remember, you're gonna be great.